Well, you should know. Oh, I used to hear this song every night for a long time. I really appreciate it today. I played it. I was up visiting my uncle RT uptown, and I played this song on this little piano he's got in his room where he's at. I played this song. He was digging it. And this is me, I think this was when I think of my family, the Neville brothers, my uncle, my dad. I think of all of how different the four of them are. And this was kind of like, this was like Charlie's kind of thing. This was his shit. This was his shit. But the brothers sang the shit out of us. We're going to try to sing it. I ain't told them we was playing it. It's on. Never know how much I love you. You never know how much I care. Oh, but when you put your arm around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear.
Never know how much I can. When you put your
Today's time, moonlight's of the night. list. I love to do tunes that ain't on the list. But we gonna bust this one. I ain't played this one in a long time. You know who used to love this song, man? You know he loved the disco now. My little cousin, the late great Derek McCormick, disco now, used to love this tune. See, I know he played this song, man. Yeah, Derek used to mask in here with the brother. He went on, he wasn't the spy ball, but he went on the road with us at times and wore the Indian suit. Yeah, that's right. You never should have told me that you love me and you really did me. Yeah. some of those songs from that era. That was 1986, 87. We were writing them songs. Me and Nick, we moved to California. We went out to seek fame and fortune. And we didn't know it, and we would never admit it, but we were homeless. Yes, we were. And all we really had going for us was the love of music. That's what we had. Kept us going. We did have drugs as well. We had plenty of it. We did. We had no money, but we had plenty of drugs. I'm talking plenty. Because our closest friends who looked after us were musicians / drug dealers. Okay, I'm gonna flip the whole script because I gotta play this tune now. And this tune was written. A friend of mine, now he was a great musician. I did a commercial for, I think, Levi's Jeans, and he helped me do that. But he also helped me other ways too, because I had been up for a while and I needed a little help, continuation of the stuff. And so we wrote this tune. I was by his house one time. I had been up for a couple of days. I would not recommend doing that to anyone, for anyone to do that. And we wrote this song, I swear to God. And I owed him money. I was like getting shit on, credit. You know, sitting there with him, and I'm like, I'm writing songs and shit. My credit's good. I want to make a bunch of money, So give me another gram or whatever, I owe you. So we made a deal that we were going to write a song together. And he helped write it a little bit. And we split this song 50-50, I swear to God. Take a Chris, we got a project called, he's got a band called Chris Jacobs Band. Yes, indeed. Yes, ma'am. Yep. And we got a project called Neville Jacobs with music that should be available to everyone when in August or something like that. I think so. It's actually coming up. It is coming up for real. Yeah, it is. No, it is. It really is. It is coming up. No. No, we actually have a legit, like, a little label thing going on. Somebody's actually putting it up. It's coming out to us. Yeah. Right, and you know, we're playing a little thing tomorrow night, if y'all know. That could be pretty cool as well. In a small room at the Ace Hotel. Just so you know. I don't know if, how many of you can fit in there, but it's tomorrow by 9, the same time, but it's actually going to be at 9:30. See, this was really supposed to start at 9, but so, all right, here we go. We got some songs we want to try to play. So here's one. hanging out. And your friends stop coming round. Money comes and money goes. It happens all the time. Why was I hiding behind the makeup of a fool? Thank you. much time. I love this too. you. Listen, I should play it. Say, huh? Hey, also, if you don't know who these guys are, that's Raymond Weber on drums. Raymond Weber. It's Nick Daniels. The third. Tony Hall. My friend Chris Jacobs, sitting there playing with him. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Now, these two dudes, now see, I met Raymond. Raymond used to be playing with Charmaine back in the days. And I remember Tony used to always say, you should play with Raymond sometimes. And I was like, I was a total asshole. I was like, I didn't know. Raymond's a bad dude. And so, yeah. So now I'm going to tell you about these other two dudes. See, Nick and Tony. Now I know Nick, I met Nick when I was like 10 years old. I was 10. And I thought he was a grown man, I swear to God. He's only a few, he's like a couple, two, three years older, but I thought he was a grown ass man, I swear. and he was, I remember going to a talent show at the city, at City Park Stadium, which is funny. See, this is funny too, because I ended up entering a talent show in 1976 that I won. Citywide talent show. See, and this is something, no, listen. So this is some shit, now that I think about this now, we should, no, New Orleans, I mean, they used to have talent shows at all the neighborhood parks. Now, there was some hoodlum, we were hoodlums ourselves, right? But, we went to the park, and we played sports and shit. Now, I drank wine as well, but, you know, but we would, so there was talent shows. There was talent shows at every park in the neighborhood, and then they had the one big main talent show. And it was sponsored by the New Orleans Police Department. It's called the Police Talent Show. I mean, and that kept a lot of would-be criminals off the goddamn street. It did. I could have easily gone that route. Because the day I sang at Sony at Park in the talent show, I was with some of my hooligan friends. Most of them had been in the penitentiary and shit. Yo, I swear to God, we were drinking wine, and they were like, "All right, man, go get that talent show, man. Come on, man, you better than you, but you as good as them." And I got the talent show, and that was kind of my start. But I maybe wanted to play music and shit, you know. Not, I swear to God. So all I'm saying that to say this, and I got that little phrase there from Nick. I'm saying that to say this. He was singing with a group called Tabasco, a singing group like the Temptations, five guys dressed. Not the Five Guys Burgers, I only like that shit, but five guys. They pulled up in a limousine across the park on the grass and shit. A limousine pulled up to the stage and they got out of the car and then I swear to God, and I said, "Oh, I know him, that's Nick. I knew him too. He's family, Cyril. His sister, I'll tell you this another time, but the whole story about it. We found. He's like my cousin-in-law or some shit like that, kind of. But they pulled up in a limousine and sang in this talent show. And I was like, I was pretty impressed, you know. And so later on, we ended up playing in the bands together and shit. So that's my story with Nick. And we've been to California, we've been homeless. All kinds of shit. And then we started the dumpster fall band. Now Tony Hall, we had heard of Thibodeau Tony, I swear to God. And we had heard that George Porter had this cousin named Thibodeau Tony, who was from Thibodeau. That's what they said. But he lived in Thibodeau. He was from New Orleans, but he lived in Thibodeau. Now he was like 15 years old or some shit and could play bass, guitar, drums, the whole shit. And he used to hang with George Porter a lot, and he learned a lot from George. And people don't know this, he subbed. I'm talking about the original Meters. He subbed for guitar, bass, and drums with the original Meters at one time or another. I'm talking back in the days. What years? Like, was it in the early 70s or some shit?
Six, seven.
Yeah. Well, you know, what did you say? Early 70s. Okay, that's my story about these boys. It's the fellas. And so we go way back, you know, and we still play music together. Huh? What? And me and Tony played, the first time we actually played together, I was subbing, playing with the Meters. One version of the Meters was with Zig, Leo, Tony, and Torkanowski. And I subbed for Tork. We went to Shreveport to play a gig up there. And me and Tony, we were by this lake, there was a lake in the back of the promoter's house, and so we had some drugs, but we didn't want to share them with nobody. So no, we got in a boat. We got in like a rowboat in the lake. We got stuck in the middle of the lake. We were going around in circles, trying to snipe on the coke. We were stuck. They had to pull us with a rope out of the fucking middle of the lake. I kept going around in this boat, lit on some blow. But now we stuck. Not just another girl.
Thank you very much.
We love y'all. Thank y'all for being here with us. Thank you very much. I know you got a million places you can go hear music all over the place, all over the city. I got to go somewhere else to play, like right after this. It's my usual. I got to go run up on the stage at the Maple Leaf. I know they ain't going to wait for me. They're going to be playing.
Man overboard!
Once again, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Tony needed to see me with a sip of Budweiser to say this shit.